Lengthy legal briefs have been filed by the parties involved with Dillingham's attempt to annex the Neushigak Commercial Fishing District to levy a 2.5% fish tax. The city's attorney, Brooks Chandler, argues that the LBC botched the public process that had initially resulted in the commission approving the annexation back on December 1st. The LBC agreed to reconsider that vote, then even reconsidered its first reconsideration vote, eventually turning its yes to a no. Chandler says the LBC established no legal grounds for doing all that, and in no uncertain terms assailed the bumbling commission and the state staff who advised it and gave it cover. On behalf of the city, he has asked Superior Court Judge Tina Ray to toss the reconsideration vote and uphold the December 1st approval that had followed several days of intense public hearings in Manicotic and Dillingham. The state's attorney, bolstered by similar arguments from an attorney for the native village of Eacock, said that the commissioners were well within their rights to decide they needed to take a second vote to correct their earlier mistake. The city of Manicotic has backed Dillingham's arguments, saying the commission had gone off the rails and should have left its original decisions in place. Responsive briefs should be filed by next month, and Judge Ray will likely hear oral arguments late this fall. A ruling is expected within 6 months after that. Ray could uphold the LBC's final rejection of Dillingham's annexation, or reinstate the December approval vote, or send the matter back to the LBC. Manicotic's annexation was approved this year, and the city will collect an estimated $20,000 from a tax on the harvest of Aygushik setnetters. One estimate suggested Dillingham would have collected $1.5 million had its annexation not been overturned ahead of the 2017 season. Opponents say Dillingham is attempting to hog all the resources, and many have pushed for the formation of a borough in western Bristol Bay. An expensive borough feasibility study was undertaken last year, but it quickly met with wide opposition from the included communities. That study is now collecting dust the same as its predecessors. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.